Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We would like to acknowledge the Turrbal and Yarraga people as the traditional owners of this land where we record. And recognize that these have always been places of meeting and sharing. We would also like to pay our respects to their Some versions of the Purana texts, unlike the Vedic and the Upanishadic text, emphasize Vishnu as supreme. In some Vaishnava Puranas, Vishnu takes the form of Rudra, or commands Rudra to destroy the world. the metaphor of Vishnu as a spider and the universe as his web. Other texts offer alternate cosmogenic theories, such as one where the universe and time are absorbed into Shiva. Mom. Vishnu avatar is the primary subject of two post-Sangam Tamil epics, Silapadikaram and Mani Kalaklai, each of which was probably composed about the 5th century CE. These Tamil epics share many aspects of the story found in other parts of India, such as those related to baby Krishna, such as stealing butter, and teenage Krishna, such as teasing girls who went to bathe in a river by hiding their clothes. Ideas about Vishnu in the mid-first millennium CE were important to the Bhakti movement theology that ultimately swept India after the 12th century. The Alvars, which literally means those immersed in God, were Tamil Vaishnava poet saints who sang praises of Vishnu as they travelled from one place to another. They established temple sites such as the Sri Rangam and spread ideas about Vaishnavism. as Alwo Arucheyelgal, or Divya Prabhandam, developed into an influential scripture for the Vaishnavas. In the Bhagavata Puranas, references to the South Indian Alvar saints, along with its emphasis on bhakti, have led many scholars to give it South Indian origins, though some scholars question whether its evidence excludes the possibility that bhakti movement had parallel developments in other parts of India.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.